Title: Ramirez vs. Dependable Highway Express, The Reasonable Accommodation of an Employee's Family. Content: In Luis Castro Ramirez v. Dependable Highway Express, the California Court of Appeal held that California's Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA, which requires employers to reasonably accommodate employees with disabilities, now requires employers to reasonably accommodate employees who are associated with a disabled person. This is an unprecedented decision and will likely to be appealed. Until that time, employers should train supervisors to seek assistance from human resources when making accommodations decisions, and to treat any such decisions on a case-by-case basis. Background: Plaintiff's son required daily dialysis at night and plaintiff was the only one who could administer the treatment. In his interview, plaintiff informed DHE that he could not work nights as he had to attend to his son's medical needs. From 2010 to 2013, DHE accommodated plaintiff's request to work during the day. In 2013, a new supervisor changed plaintiff's schedule to a later shift. Plaintiff complained that the proposed schedule would not allow him to attend to his son, and the supervisor still gave him the later shift. Plaintiff once again complained to the supervisor, and the supervisor reiterated that plaintiff had to work the later shift. The supervisor did not have a legitimate reason for placing plaintiff on the later shift, and customers even requested that plaintiff be placed back on his regular shift, despite plaintiff's complaints. 3 days later, the supervisor terminated plaintiff and told plaintiff that he had quit by choosing not to take the assigned shift. Plaintiff filed a lawsuit for 1. Associational disability discrimination in violation of FEHA, 2. Failure to prevent discrimination in violation of FEHA, 3. Retaliation in violation of FEHA, and 4. Wrongful termination. With respect to his first claim, plaintiff argued that DHE improperly fired him for requesting an accommodation to care for his disabled son. The trial court granted DHE's motion for summary judgment, and plaintiff appealed. Reasonable accommodation. The Court of Appeal stated that no published California case has determined whether employers have a duty under FEHA to provide reasonable accommodations to an applicant or employee who is associated with a disabled person. We hold that FEHA creates such a duty. The court bootstrapped the language in FEHA prohibiting discrimination to the language in FEHA regarding the duty to accommodate. Specifically, FEHA explicitly prohibits associational discrimination. FEHA's duty to accommodate, however, states that it is unlawful for an employer to fail to make a reasonable accommodation for the known physical or mental disability of an applicant or employee. Despite the clear language limiting the duty to accommodate to employees and applicants, the court stated that an association with a physically disabled person is itself a disability. Thus, the court determined that because FEHA requires employers to reasonably accommodate the disabled, and the disabled includes those associated with the disabled, FEHA requires employers to reasonably accommodate those associated with the disabled. The court further held that there could be an inference of pretext because, 1. Plaintiff's supervisor was aware that plaintiff needed to finish his route early, 2. Plaintiff's supervisor scheduled shifts well after plaintiff needed to be home despite customer requests for plaintiff to work his regular schedule. 3. Plaintiff's supervisor scheduled other drivers on earlier shifts but did not explain why plaintiff was needed on a later shift. And 4. Company policy allowed for discipline other than termination. Thus, the court determined that DHE failed to show it was entitled to summary adjudication. Retaliation. In response to plaintiff's retaliation claim, DHE cited to Rope v. Autochlorosis of Washington, 220 calories, App 4th 635, 2013, to argue that a request for reasonable accommodations does not constitute protected activity. The court, however, held that Rope was overruled on that point by AB 987, which amended the California Fair Employment Housing Act to make clear that a request for reasonable accommodation on the basis of disability is a protected activity and that it is unlawful to retaliate against employees who request reasonable accommodations, regardless of whether the